In light of the annual meeting that will follow this service, my remarks will be brief. Diane doesn't believe it. So it's interesting to consider the times in which the nation of Israel found themselves during the gospel reading. It was a time when Israel was under the brutal oppression of the Roman government and army. The people of Israel were living in very uncertain times, times of high stress and little peace. These were days, years, and generations that were living in crisis. You need only consider the opening sentence of the gospel, now after John was arrested and would soon be executed with his head presented on a silver platter. These were critical times. Those were also days of hope, as the kingdom of God has appeared in the human form of Jesus Christ, punctuated by the baptismal proclamation, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The nation of Israel was long awaiting a Messiah, who one they expected to defeat their enemies and restore their national fortunes. Many were seeing in Jesus just such a man, although not exactly as they had been expecting. This is seen clearly, this time of hope in the kingdom, in St. Paul's letter to the church in Corinth. "I mean, brothers and sisters, the appointed time has grown short. From now on, let even those who have wives be as though they had none. Let those who mourn as though they do not mourn." See, Paul was convinced that this was the time of the fulfillment of God's plan, as we say, in the fullness of time. Paul thought that Jesus was coming back soon. So he believed that the good news of God in Jesus Christ was too important to not be spread to all who could be saved. So there was simply no time for marriage, no time for mourning, only the imperative to spread the good news to as many people as possible. This then brings us to the calling of Simon, Andrew, James, and John. It isn't clear if they were complete strangers to Jesus or had been in the crowds who pursued this itinerant preacher, hung on his every word, witnessed healings and miracles. Maybe, in fact, they hoped, beyond hope, that even these ordinary men, with no formal education or preparation, might be invited into Jesus' circle, just as it happened. Regardless of what they hoped for, or personally aspired to, or if they had relegated themselves to a lifetime of hard work, fishing and repairing their boats and nets, Jesus saw in them something he could use, a strength that would not back down, a resilience that could continue his work long after he left the earth. Here, in the calling of the first disciples, is confidence in those who were called and in the one who issued the call. So as we proceed into a new year, and as we walk in the days ahead, let us consider those who have gone before us. Even in our own times of crises, of COVID, injustice, civil unrest, fundamentalist terrorists, foreign and domestic, we may have the same hope that the disciples had, and as every generation of Christians have had for 2,000 years, hope and faith in our commission to spread the good news of heaven with the same confidence that Jesus had in his disciples, with which they spread the gospel to the four corners of the world. In the gospel, we see crisis in the moment, along with hope in the present and the future. and confidence that we are called, invited to a new day, ourselves to be part of the fullness of time. Crisis, hope, confidence. The world has been here before. The church has been here before. But this is our personal time to be hopeful, courageous, and confident that all that we are invited to do in this place at this time. As we prayed in the collect, give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ and proclaim to all people the good news of his salvation. I will reserve further comment for the annual meeting. Amen.